You're listening to the audio production of Present Over Perfect, Audio Bible Studies by Shauna Nyquist, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Present Over Perfect includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
I don't know if you've ever had one of those, like, before and after, line in the sand, everything changes kind of moments. But I had a moment about 3.5 years ago. I was 36. I had two sons. One was a baby who was not, sleeping wasn't really his good thing that he did. He was very cute, but he was not a sleeper. I was trying to get a book finished. It had recipes as a part of it, and I was just testing recipes all the time. And I loved all these pieces of my life, but increasingly I felt further and further from myself, from God, from my family, from kind of the way I thought life was supposed to feel. Things felt fast and they felt heavy, and I felt pressure in every moment. And I could feel this building in little ways. And then there was a moment, it was October, and I was at an event in Dallas, and I felt so wrung out and so exhausted. And in between speaking sessions, where I would normally talk with people or go outside, I went back to my hotel room and I laid on the bed, fully clothed, shoes on, and I looked up at the ceiling and I said to myself, this way of living is over. My spiritual life had become more pressure than respite. My relationships were distant because I never had enough to give. My physical health was failing. I slept poorly, I ate poorly, and it showed in every area of my life. And things felt heavier and more fractured than I wanted them to feel. And I just sat there in the silence. I had no idea how to disappoint people that expected things from me, but I knew in a deep way in that moment that no matter what it cost me, I was going to find a new way of living. A way of living that was not marked by pushing and proving and earning and competing, that wasn't marked by exhaustion and isolation. I wanted to live a life drenched in love and soaked in grace and full of meaning and connection. And my life didn't look anything like that at the time. And so in that moment, even though I didn't have any idea what the next steps would be, I said, this is it. This is my before and after. I'm not going to live this way even one more day. Our boys are crazy about the Peanuts movie with Snoopy and Charlie Brown. And it's so fun because obviously I grew up with like the comic strip and the Charlie Brown Christmas movie. And now they're so excited about this new Peanuts movie. So we all went to see it, you know, a couple months ago as a family. It was a really fun thing to do together. And so, you know, I'm at this place in my life where I'm trying to figure out what's happening. How did I get to this place where things feel so fragmented and so off, so different from the way I wanted them to feel, from the life I thought I was building. So I'm thinking about the Peanuts movie, and I'm thinking about, you know, there's one little guy named Pigpen. And even when he's standing perfectly still, do you remember this? There's like this swirl of dirt around him. That's just like how he is. Like he lives surrounded by like this swirl of dirt and dust. Okay. And so I realized like that was me. And I'm thinking like, how odd that I've got all this chaos circling around me. Everywhere I go, it's still there. And for a while, I thought it was just like a funny coincidence. Like, this has just been like a little stretch of time that's pretty busy. I guess this just happened to me. Or, man, things are always so full and complicated and chaotic in my life. Isn't that strange? And I feel like it's sort of like when you meet a girl and she's like, I don't know why, but drama just always finds me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?